See, what we have in the body of Christ today, we have a lot of nouns, pronouns, adjectives. You know what I'm saying? We need some verbs. We need some Christians with some action.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I said, because, you know, I like ministering. I like my big stress in ministry. I want to see people born again. Amen. That's why I love getting around sinners. I love it. I do. I love it, man. Building up relationship with unbelievers and people that haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior. Amen. I don't mind the church. You know, God, Jesus established the church. We need the church. Amen. You can do it without any other thing in the world, but you need a church. You need a pastor. Amen. Come on. Glory to God. But and we have to have like staff, administrators. We have the people that's their only thing they're really involved in really is church. Get to keep the organization going. But me, I want to get out of the church. See, that messes people up. Some people, you know, administrative, you know, they keep the church things going. Amen. But there's some other people that get out the church and be ministering, you know, and be a witness, glory to God. Not trying to be, hope to be, going to be, or want to be, I be. You don't try to be human, do you? No. People say, I'm trying to be a good Christian. I said, I don't understand that. I mean, trying to be. You are a Christian, if you act like it or not. Amen. You're still a Christian, glory to God. Everybody's growing. When you mess up, who cares? See, that's the way I look at it. Somebody said, oh, they messed up. I said, so what? What you going to do about it? Let's look at you when you first got saved, glory to God. But, you know, when you're born again, before the years, you know, you shouldn't be messing up as much. Amen. Because, you know, when you first get born again, you're just one day old in God's eyes. The day you receive Jesus, you're one day old in his eyes.
Amen.
So what happens to little teeny babies? They mess up on themselves a lot. And they don't care. They be playing, they'll go. What do you think they doing? You go, oh! And then they look at you. Don't they? And you be going, ah, oh, I got hold. Well, it's a baby Christian. When you mess up, who cares? Glory to God. Just go boldly to the throne room of grace and, you know, repent and go on with your bad self. Glory to God. Stop making Christianity so hard. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is. People make Christianity hard. You know, and how to do when people, just like, you know, they really can't even say hi without quoting five scriptures. Those ones I want to get away from. You go to work and you say, hey, how you doing? They said, I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. I said, shut up. Just shut up. And they look at you. Oh, that kind of offensive. At least I ain't got to talk to you no more. One down. See what I'm saying? When you go in public, now you come into church, you can quote all scripture you want. We know, we got that. But when you're in the world, be cool. I always say, put a pride in your stride, a dip in your hip, let your backbone slip, and come on to the fellowship. See, that's what I'm saying. Be cool. You know. Because, see, this is the reason why I didn't want to get saved a long time ago, because, you know, because a lot of Christians were. They're boring Christians, boring. I was having fun in the world. Boom, I was in the club. I was throwing down everything. Wine, women, and song. Christians used to come up to me and say, you're going to hell. I said, I know. I ain't stupid, but I'm going to have me a fun on the way. And they were born again. They were, but you couldn't tell. They weren't happy. See what I'm saying? So that's what kept me from getting saved. Had a big old afro, bow leg, white boy, talk like a brother, got best dancer in 1976 at predominantly all black school. White boy had rhythm. back long time ago, white people had rhythm. That's why God created country music for white people. But see, because all I did in life, I just wanted to have fun. Kind of like happy-go-lucky type of guy. I did. I mean, I messed up out there, but I had fun. But see, that's why I didn't want to get saved, because Christians won't have them fun. They knew the word, knew the power, but just boring people to be around. So one day back in 1986, I decided to receive Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I said, God, I'll cut my hair. I won't laugh. I'll be like the rest of the knuckleheads. And then I said, God, I said, you know what? I said, I wouldn't mind getting saved, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to act like you're people. He said, amen. But so I use this, you know, as a witness. Amen. like a minister on joy this morning. Man, you got to have that joy. You get the joy on side of you, inside of you, but we get it, we need to get a revelation that we have joy. That joy is something else. The joy is powerful. If you know, if you go to Romans 14:17, this is how powerful joy is. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and
joy."
Come on, and
joy.
Come on, and
joy.
In the Holy Ghost, glory to God. But see, it says in righteousness. You know, in righteousness, you should be established. Righteousness is just when you first get saved, it's just a right standing with God. Now you're just you're seated with Him. You're equal with God. No matter how you act, when you receive Jesus, when God looks at you, He sees Jesus because we are in Christ. We're grafted in Christ. So when every time God sees us, He sees Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See what I'm saying? Jesus mess up? No, but you're in Him. When you mess up, God can't see it. See what I'm saying? So what that does, that brings confidence to you to have a goal to be just like Jesus. In the spirit, we're just like Him. As He is, so are we in this world. We're already like Jesus. Blood bought, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, just like Jesus. So when you get a revelation of it, man, you can just walk around like you somebody. People think, oh, you think you're somebody. I said, I sure am. I just agree with your knucklehead. One guy asked me, he said, you thinking better than me? I said, yes. They freak out. I said, is God better than the devil?
Yes.
Come on, is God better than the devil?
Yes.
What about the children?
Yes.
Either a child of God or the child of the devil.
That's right.
If that offends you, get saved. You'd be just like me.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? It ain't my fault. If that offends you, don't offend me.
Amen.
See, when people like throw words at you, you have to be a... I mean, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, that's what the righteousness of God is, knowing who you are. You don't care what people say about you.
Amen.
You got to be like Teflon Christian. That stuff hits you and fall right off.
Amen.
So people call you a name, you just say, and? you racial. And? You a bigot. And? What you going to do about a knucklehead? Be quiet. As long as I know who I am and what I am, I can care less what you're saying about me. As long as I'm saying what God says about me, I can care less what people say about me, think about me. What you think about me and none of my business. So relax. Because I really don't care. Amen. The only one I got to please is me and my Father. That's why I get up in the morning, look in the mirror and talk to myself. Some like the Catholic Church said, no, we need to get to a priest. I said, I need to get to a mirror. I look at myself. I said, Duga, you're looking good this morning. I said, come on, say it again. Say it again. I get louder. Duga, you're looking good. I said, do this thing. You do that by yourself in your house, by yourself, you can act just like this. People say, you talk to yourself? I say, yes, and answer. Sometimes you can't find somebody to get with, the agreement. Get into a mirror. You're healed. Say it again. You're healed. The Bible said any two agree. Ooh. 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 Any two agree. I'm agree with myself. Come on. You can have what you say. I said, I'm blessed. How you know? I said so. I'm healed. How you know? I said so. I'm good looking. How you know? I said so. So I don't care what everybody else is saying. You only care about what you say. When people come against you or something like that, you don't say, oh, I bind that in the name of Jesus. Be quiet. It don't matter what they say about you. So be cool. See, that's where the righteousness comes from, glory to God. You can just walk around with joy. It's on the inside. What we need to do is become strong in that joy. Let it come up on us. Up on. It's in here. Up on. That's what the anointing is for, to come up on. And that anointing, when he poured it on Aaron and ran off his head, on his beard, all the way down to his feet, it means to pour all over, to rub into, to paint on. To smear, to rub into. So to get anointed, come up on you.
Yeah.
When you're knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. So when you're knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, that righteousness, peace possess you. Amen. You're full of peace. You don't care no more.
Amen.
In a good way. You know what I'm saying? You care about people.
Yeah.
But not being offended. Don't get offended.
Yeah.
Everybody say, everybody's trying to get everybody to talk nice to one another. We need everybody just to talk nice to each other. I said, it ain't going to happen, baby. So what you going to do then? I said, how about everybody stop getting offended? Because people are going to, they have been for years, learn how to not to be offended. And it comes through righteousness. And then the peace in the middle of all the stupid stuff that's going on in the world, you're going to walk around in peace.
Amen.
Won't fall apart. Stuff breaks down, goes crazy. You're going, they said, what's that? I said, that's joy right there. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you're knowing who you are and you got the peace of God, whoa, you're full of joy. Full of joy. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
Joy. Look at your neighbor and say, I got joy. Now you need to act like it. Glory to God. When you come into a church, you ought to see people just full, just smiling.
Yes.
I mean, God gave you some teeth not only to eat with, but to smile.
Yes.
And you old folk, they pay for or use them. This has some fun. Serving God. God is, you've already won. I'm not trying to win, not trying to be, not going to be, not want to be. I've already won.
Amen.
You cannot defeat a Christian. You can't even kill a Christian. Why? He come back. So you understand? You can't kill Jesus. You can't kill God. I'm identified with them. You can't do nothing to them. You can't do nothing to me.
Amen.
That's what is so powerful to knowing who you are. And have the peace of God. And that joy. Now, joy is contagious.
Yes.
I said, joy is contagious. You go to a restaurant. You and your girlfriend, wife, whoever, y'all eating it. You know. But you see people over here just laughing. You want to go over there. You want to know what they're laughing at. Everybody looking. But they over there crying. You go, can we have another table way over here? Too many Christians just cry all the time. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Stop it! They cried in the old, but they rejoice in the new.
Amen.
Knowing who you are. Jesus, not crying? No, you're not crying. Not saying you can't cry. Come on, but there should be. This Bible has more to say about rejoicing, being glad, exceedingly glad, joy, unspeakable, full of glory. We should be doing more laughing than crying. There's a time to cry.
Amen.
You keep crying, you'll be by yourself. You keep on laughing. Woo! It attracts. It's contagious. That joy is contagious. Glory to God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Everybody say joy.
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 Now go ha 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 ha. Woo! Glory to God. We're getting hot up in here.
Amen.
Amen. I sense the Holy Ghost in there now. See, what happens when you start rejoicing? You know, the Bible said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Why does it say rejoice? It doesn't say Joyce. Why doesn't it just say Joyce? Because we messed the song up. Look, it got to rejoice. Every day, rejoice. Reboot. Every day. Ha, 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 ha. I take my medicine every day. You know, laughter is like a medicine.
Yes.
Amen. So take your medicine every day. If you took some medicine out of a pill, say take one pill three times a day, you'd be dedicated to it. You'd be watching that clock. Can't even swallow a little pill, but you can shove a Hershey bar right down all the way. You see some people take a little pill. Take a Snickers bar. I don't get it. But this is the gospel. Take your gospel every day. If you don't just know it, you can laugh, can't you? All hell breaking loose. Watch this. Oh, you look so stupid. Oh, I don't care, but watch this. Woo, glory to God. Boy, they say, you full of something? I say, I'm full of something. Full of joy, baby. Full of joy. So then when you start, you know, getting a revelation of the joy that's inside you, and you can walk around happy. I mean, you know, we're happy, right? Paul said, I think myself happy. It's in the soulless realm. It's okay. Amen. But you have joy. Joy is of the spirit. Glory to God. It's a spiritual force. It's a spiritual force to have joy. Joy is a medicine. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Your neighbor said, you need a mint? Need a mint? Well, see, I do. I laugh all the time. I do. Yes, Pastor Marvin. Yeah. Miss Patty. We've been around a long time. See, Pastor Marvin, you already know. Long time ago, nobody can get around him. I mean, he didn't want to laugh hardly at all. And to me, he said, I laugh too much. So we met in the middle. You know, Pastor Marvin, like a brand new man, when you get people laughing like that but and knowing the word, sometimes, you know, people can get so deep, you know, in the word of God. They know the Hebrew, the Greek, the Hebrew, drive through, brew through. They know all the throughs. But they're so deep, you can't even talk to them no more. How you doing? I'm blessed. I mean, in Walmart, be cool. Dear Lord, knowing he hits you up in Walmart, not a time to jerk and then. Don't do that in Walmart. The anointing come up on you in Walmart. The anointing remove burdens and destroys yokes. It's trying to tell you where a sale is. Save you $5. Come on. That's what anointing for. See, we're looking for that real big spectacular. God's trying to save you $5. Be cool. Put in your gas. Amen. See? Some people, man, they get real, real deep in the word, man. Some people so deep now they got to pull down the socks to brush their teeth. It's okay to get deep. Amen. You can get deep here. We know you're crazy. You get leap, running, jumping chairs, having a blast. We know you're crazy. We got that. Not out there. You know, we're a light unto the world, glory to God. He said, let your light shine. Not make it. People try too hard. He said, he that believeth has entered into rest. People need to see you stable, full of fun, full of the world. When you have that balance, it's a spiritual force for God. Some people get too deep, then all of a sudden all they do is, you know, act like a fool. But we meet in the middle. That's a powerful Christian right there. Amen. How's it? How you do it, Mr. Duguid? Not being offended. It gets back to being righteous. I don't care what people say about me. Long as I care what I say about myself, we got this thing. It'll keep you healed. It'll keep you strong. Amen. Come on, glory to God. We need some strong Christians. We need some happy Christians. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. When people look at you, I mean, they'll just say, another thing where joy is contagious, you know, while I'm not traveling, I work at Cheesecake Factory in Tulsa. Man, I'm inviting people to church. It took about 5 years to build up a relationship. They would come around and ask me, what church you go to, Billy? See, they didn't ask me what God did I serve. In America, they know about, you know, about God. They want to know what church you go to because the church they came out, they were crazy. You know, we come up in church. You know, church wasn't fun. They beat you up. That's why everybody backslid. I backslid in the seventh grade. I mean, they had the power of God. I seen devils cast out, seen signs of miracles, but we had a lot of ugly women in our church. A lot of ugly women. I'm talking about the church I went to. I ain't talking about y'all church. This church that I was into, you know, get ready to go into seventh grade, hormone get a jumping. So I'm looking around. I understand the power. I got that God, but there's some ugly mama jammas up in here. I look around going, oh, my God. I mean, hair on the leg. I mean, it's one of them churches where you couldn't wear makeup and all that. Had to wear this, you know, paper sack, something. I'm talking about my church. The hair on the legs, hair underneath the arms. They praise God, look like a monkey, man. I said, dear God, mama. You know, and when you're young like that, you know, they were talking about Adam and Eve, and I didn't know. In fourth grade, you don't know a lot of words. It just goes in one ear out the other. You know about Jesus just a little bit. Like what they said, what do you learn in church the whole time you were in church for them years? I said, the only thing I learned, like Adam and Eve, I thought the whole concept was don't eat naked. I mean, that's what you got out of it. I was just young, man. I would say I knew I was going to heaven, but I backslid in the seventh grade. That's why God wants, you know, women get pretty women. Makeup help out a lot. It do. If you don't wear no makeup, it's cool, but it's good. Put a little bit on. You know, it helps out. It do. It do. It do. If you don't, if some people don't wear none. I mean, that's great. Just don't show me your face. Look, just It help out. Don't make it help out. Just look. I ain't trying to look like a clown. Little stuff on. Brush your teeth. Keep a mint in your pocket or something. Keep a mint in your pocket. I was in Bible school, and the girl beside me, she didn't have bad breath. That girl had, she said, hallelujah. I look at you, halitosis. I was so mad, boy. I'm in Bible school. I'm at Raymond. And I ain't going to say that. I come here, spend all this money traveling all the way across the United States, and sit here with some girl. You know, I had to grow past Marvin. I sit beside some girl with bad breath. I said, this is crazy. It's crazy. I ain't going to sit here and smell that every day. I mean, I know me. I don't care about kicking out. I'll go right back to Virginia. It won't bother me one bit. Kick me out of Bible school. So what? I still saved. I'm going to go preach somewhere. So I wonder y'all have me. I don't eat mint. Jolly Rancher, cinnamon, fire. I was sitting there like that. She said, hallelujah. I said, oh, God. I said, I gave her that. I was trying to learn etiquette. I'm being cool. Now, this back in 94, 95. I was crazier back then. I grew up a little bit. I gave the girl mint. She said, oh, thank you. Put it in the pocket. I looked back. I said, no. And the man, Moore. Keep Moore preaching. I said, I don't care. He kicked me out. I said, woman, let me tell you something. You take that out your pocket and you put it up in your mouth. She said, well, I said, your breath rank. Your breath stink. And it was a girl. She laughed. She go, Billy, you so crazy. I said, there we go. We won. We won. We won. Hallelujah. And Christians do that? Yes. Be cool. Just eat the mint, baby. That's all we're asking. Now we got this big old fight going on. Just eat the mint. Because, look, I ain't got no gray areas. If you ask me something, yay, nay, that's what I'm going to do. Bible says, you know, yay, yay. Somebody asked you a question? Either yes or no. Had these two people, man, that were at the restaurant. They were taking up my table for hours. So I went up there, I said, I was trying to get rid of them. And I said, you want them orders to go? They said, two ladies. They said, well, are you trying to get rid of us? I said, yeah. They got mad and left. I said, one down. Next. Don't ask me. I don't go, well, no, not really. You stay all you want and walk away all mad. You lying. Yes, I know. Yeah, you're taking up my money. Let's go. Let's go. Boss said, Billy, you can't do that. I said, sure you can. I just did it. What do you mean I can't do it? Well, I've been there 6 years. They said, you crazy. I said, I got that. But it's a good kind of crazy. Don't ask me a question. I ain't going to sit there and beat around the bush. I don't do all that. Don't ask me. You want to go to dinner with us after church today? I said, no. And this is how you should respond. Well, maybe next time. See, that's really good. So you got to teach the church how to respond. Because they're going to ask you something stupid. Why, you don't like me? I said, no. Oh, you're supposed to love everybody. I love you. I don't like you. You know, me and you don't get along, bro. That's just when I try to tell them. You know, get out of that. Oh, we got to try just to be around these. No, we family. That's why families fight. You got some family members should not be talking to each other. We are the body of Christ. Certain parts of the body should not come in contact with other parts of your body. My elbow should never be in the middle of my neck. Be cool. Do your job. My back going to do its job. Be cool. Then we workers together. Stop trying to make everybody hang around everybody. They just don't get along. Amen? So you do your part, do my part. You be you, I be me. We get on with the Trinity. Come on. You got to know who you are. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. How many got joy? How many got joy? I said, how many got joy? Show me. Woo! Ha, 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 ha. Boy, I like getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. I do. I get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. One thing I like about getting drunk in the Holy Ghost compared to getting drunk in the world, you don't know how you got home. You don't know who you're with, and you're broke. You get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Woo! You know how you got home. You know what you did last night, and you got money in your pocket. Glory! Hey! You got to call the guy, your friend. Oh, man, what'd I do last night? Was she ugly? And they'll tell you, I'm more than a woman. See what I mean? That's why they're out in the world. They will kill you. They will embarrass you. I mean, one time I walked out And I don't even know how I got to this place and walked out and didn't even know where I was. It was an apartment complex. I ain't never been there before, and I was standing right here in America. 7 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know which way to go. I was hung up, messed up. Amen. Paperboy come by. I said, excuse me. I said, where are we at? He looked at me like I was stupid. I said, bro, don't ask. Where are we at? Where are we at? He told me the name of it. I said, how you get to the main street here? He said, hey, Bill, it's right over there. I said, oh, how do we walk 2 blocks? I said, thank you. Felt so stupid. But we had fun. What fun is it being you getting all hung up, drunk, stuff like that, and you got a hugger come over, wait for your tennis shoes to come out your mouth? That's embarrassing. But when you get the joy of the Lord is your strength. In his presence is fullness of joy. When you got joy, it's contagious, glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Everybody bow your head. Father, we thank you for the message of joy. Glory to God. We thank you for what you're doing in these people's lives. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you that they get a revelation of the joy, Father, because it'll be a demonstration of their celebration, Father, of the revelation they get of having joy. And there will be so much fun when they leave here, Father, that the world will see it and they can be a witness and people will be attracted to it and they can give them an opportunity to share Jesus to them in the name of Jesus. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you say, you know what, Mr. Do-Good? I've been to church, but I've never made Jesus Christ my Lord. Going to church is not bad. You can go to a church and still not be born again.